The Old Testament reading, Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "My servant, Moses, is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you. As I promised to Moses, from the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the Hittites to the great sea in the west shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all in the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with it and all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
Our New Testament reading today comes from Matthew 28:16-20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, and some doubted. And Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age."
Our New Testament reading today comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, "For your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in these things we are loved more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord."
If you would, please pray with me now. Holy God, may your wisdom and will be in my words and in our listening. May the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. Amen. So I am about to say something that I hope won't come as a shock to any of you. I am not a high school senior. It has been our custom to let the seniors in the youth group do the sermons on youth Sundays. But as it has been said now probably a million times, this year is going to look a little different. No one could or should blame our seniors for not having the time or the energy or the eagerness to add one more thing to their very busy schedules. In a year that has been difficult for everyone, our seniors have again been asked to sacrifice so many of the things and traditions that typically mark a senior year as we've struggled to get this pandemic under control. Our theme, Never Alone, feels ironic at best and cruel at worst when we have spent the last year physically distanced and isolated. It's hard to feel faithful when you feel like you are being quarantined from many of the things that have felt like God's presence in your life. Yet here we are, being reminded by Scripture that we are never alone. The Lord says to Joshua, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." After his resurrection, the Lord tells his disciples to remember, "I am with you always to the end of the age." Paul commends the Christians in Rome that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. But what does that mean, that God is always with us, and why does it matter? I'll tell you what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that we never feel alone. It does not undo the experiences and the things that bring us to times of disbelief and doubt. God is always with us is more complicated than the spoonful of feel-good that it first appears to be. The Lord speaks to Joshua after the death of Moses, for whom the people of God have been in mourning for 30 days. Such a profound loss. As Moses is described in Deuteronomy, as one who was unequaled for all the signs and wonders that the Lord sent him to perform. A prophet whom the Lord knew face to face, unlike any prophet since. Joshua is leading his people into a new land, which holds both the promise of God and an indigenous population that will see them as the threat we find out later they end up being. The risen Lord speaks to his disciples after the resurrection. This was their teacher and friend who was brutalized and murdered, who still bears the scars of his abuse. They have felt the very absence of God in the days he spent in the tomb, and now he is before them again, commissioning them into a ministry that may just lead to their own crosses, encouraging them with the simple reminder that he will always be with them. Paul is speaking to a persecuted people, the early Christian church in Rome, which is being tormented by the empire. You see, the empire sees this new religion as a threat to the peace of normalcy and the systems of power that are named in passing as order. We look to our own world. Almost 3 million people have died from complications brought on by COVID-19. Many millions more have lost jobs and livelihoods. Violence continues in many communities, including our own, as we pray and look for healing in the neighborhoods that surround Austin East High School here in Knoxville. As we continue to reckon with the systematic racism and systemic racism in our communities, we are reminded yet again this week that we have such a long way to go. As Dante Wright was shot and killed by a police officer during a traffic stop. Yet another father taken from his child, yet another family who must grieve with the eyes and anger and bewilderment of an entire nation resting upon them. We cannot fault ourselves or the people of this world to feel as though God isn't always around. Our doubt and our disbelief are recorded even in Scripture. It culminates in Jesus's dire utterance on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? God is always with you shouldn't be offered as a spiritual blinder or some numbing agent to dull painful experiences. It should speak to God's willingness to be present in our suffering, to endure along with us, so that we may find strength in solidarity. In the letter to the Romans, Paul gives voice to the suffering, choosing not to discount it as insignificant. Rather, he groups all earthly things together, showing their common inability to separate us from God's love. There is no distance we can create, no matter our best intentions or our cruelest consequences, which the love of God doesn't reach across. When the youth group began discussing today's theme, many in the youth group spoke about how God's presence is one of unconditional support and love. Chris Coker commented that he believed God is with us together. Grant Trevelyan put it this way: God's love is unconditional, meaning no matter what we do, he loves us. Faith Hanshaw said, "We all need God." My wife reminds me whenever I'm trying to tell her something from all the way across our entire house that it usually helps for people to be close enough to hear what you are telling them. The Lord is right there with Joshua and with his disciples. Paul, though he is writing a letter from afar, has enough of a relationship with the people he's writing to, has gotten close enough to them that he knows that they will hear what he is saying. We have one another to speak to and to hear what God wills us to know and do for one another. This is what we are commissioned to do as believers of Jesus Christ. Get close enough for people to hear you, so that when you say God is with them and they are never alone, it will be so. Know that when you hear it for yourself, you hear it because someone is close enough to you to speak it to you. This is the solidarity that God offers with God's presence, the love that brings us to one another when we need and sends us out to seek those who need desperately to hear these words I now say to you. The Lord says, "Remember, I will be with you always until the end of the age." This is what we wanted to tell you this morning. Now go and find someone who needs to hear it. Amen.